Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
If you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
What in the hell is wrong with him?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm surprised James Harris didn't get up and punch him in the face.
Oh, it gets worse.
Oh, it does?
Oh, I'm going to show you the whole thing. It's you got to see this.
It's bad.
Chad Johnson, I'm not calling him a Tristan Cusso. Sorry. He's dead serious. He's really serious, and he was getting mad that anyone thought he wasn't going to win. Like, he wants to fight James Harrison. That's just not a fight. Some people are just built a little different. That's something I would never want to fight. James Harrison is probably one of the scariest people on the planet.
Yeah. Yeah.
He calls himself the Silverback. He calls himself that. His teammates call him that. His power is legendary. He is completely built to muscle. Look, I've watched enough MMA and jiu-jitsu and stuff like that over the years to know that's not, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean anything. There's muscular guys who are not, the guys who don't look anything, you know, well-trained guys beat muscular guys. They beat them all the time. But there's weight classes for a reason. He's got to be at least 50 pounds over his weight class, at least.
If
muscle weighs more than fat, James Harrison might. Now, James Harrison, I've stood next to James Harrison. He's maybe 6 feet. Maybe 6 feet.
That's it?
Yeah, he's short. And short by NFL standards. And he may be less than 6 feet, but he's at least 260 pounds of muscle and still 260 pounds of muscle. So, I mean, will I watch it? Yes. I will watch it if it's on TV because this is where we are. I hate that society has become. Streamers just can do anything they want, and yet there I was watching Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. But at least I was watching Jake Paul has fought guys and beat
guys. I ain't
guys.
Doing that again. I can tell
I
you that.
I am never doing that
never
again.
Never doing that again. Mike Tyson threw that fight. He absolutely threw. He had chances to throw punches, and he didn't. I can't try. And I told you before, when he bit off a Holyfield's ear, I said, I ain't ever watching another fight. And I said, I want to watch. No, what a dumbass. That was terrible. And I wish it would refresh one more time. I wish it would buffer one more time.
The Netflix. Oh, yeah. I didn't even watch on Netflix. I had to watch on crack streams. One of my son's illegal. I'm sure Snacks will get arrested for that. That's next up.
You think Snacks is going to get arrested?
I think they took down crack streams and meth streams.
Well, if it's,
how did I find out about it? Because I guarantee you, all of your kids, if they're in high school, they know illegal streams. They know all the illegal streams to watch.
Yeah. Yeah,
they 100% do.
And Raheel's.
And Raheel does. Well, yeah. But here, I don't know if Raheel's is up on it as he used to be. Now that he's.
I'm sure he
now
knows.
That he's gone legitimate.
Del knows how to get all the illegal streams, too. I mean, right, Del? You know how to get. You know.
I feel like a narc when I look for. I haven't been able to watch something up here because my computer, like, I don't know, there was something blocking. For some reason, I was geofenced, or I can't remember what it was. And so I'm like, how do I find an illegal stream to watch this game? And you feel like a narc going on the internet. Where can I find the Astros illegal stream? Search. Like, that's not how it works. You can't. And I said, how do you find? I asked somebody. I said, how do you find it? He goes, just go to a subreddit page. I'm like, what? I don't know what that. What does that mean? Just tell me where to go. Isn't there just a place where I can go get an illegal stream where 14 pop-ups come up with advertisements like in the old days? No, it doesn't work like that. You got to go find a link from a subreddit page. I'm like, well, that means I'm not watching it. I'm just not watching it then. Let me Google it again. Illegal streams for... It's not, no, you're never going to be able to Google illegal streams and have something good happen.
No, no.
If something bad's going to happen to your computer.
That's why you need to show people so that you don't go Google illegal streams. Because Lance will tell you that doesn't work.
No.
Because Lance tried it.
Yeah, but crack streams and meth streams do. Huh. At least they did. And Trump may have shut it down because Dana White doesn't want it out there. Mm-hmm. And if Dana tells Trump to do something, it's happening. If Trump tells Dana to do something, it's happening.
Yeah.
Because nobody hates these illegal streaming sites more than Dana White. Because that's how my son watches all the UFC. Well, I'm just joking. He doesn't.
Oops. What are you? Why are you so snitching?
Snitching
you are snitching. You're self-snitching.
Snitching.
Man, you're going to get your kid.
I said, Sebastian, how did you watch that fight? You better not have put it on my pay-per-view. Oh, don't worry. Kids don't pay for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Except stupid Chinese clothes that take 7 months to get in. But not anymore.
It doesn't. We've
done all of the business coming back here.
You're damn right it is. You're damn right it is.
Unless I get a good deal from China.
Apparently, we've got... Okay, so Matthew Berry talked about the Kaylee... Yeah, you know, I've been. There's nothing but positives.
Matthew Berry, the fantasy football guy.
The fantasy football guy. Apparently, I have seen nothing but great stuff about Nick Kaylee, and I think you're right. It's because we don't know anything about Nick Kaylee. Yeah. So, but everybody loves Nick Kaylee. We'll see how Nick Kaylee does when Nick Kaylee has to call plays in the last minute of a game, of a tie game, and we'll see how good he is and what it's like when the pressure is on. We'll see that. Nick Kaylee appears to be ready for it. Everybody around him feels like he is awesome. Everybody. I have not seen one negative thing about a Nick Kaylee. And Matthew Berry says, hey, that's all CJ needed was Nick Kaylee. No? Oh, you don't have it? Mm-mm. Oh, it's not playing. Okay.
He's saving it for his show.
You see how he is?
He's saving Matthew Berry for his show.
He's
stretch, yeah. He said.
I see him saying stretch. But I mean,
really, we don't know anything about this guy.
I talked and talked and talked about Nick Kaylee and how great he was.
Perhaps you come to me during the break and go, "Hey, have this ready."
Well, so no, ready. Perhaps you had plenty of time. It's sitting in. There's only two pieces of audio,
but you didn't tell there's me only when you wanted
one,
it.
Only one. There's only two choices.
Here's some logistics. I can't download the audio, so I have to wait for it to buffer. So that's why I said if you would have told me, I would have had it ready.
What are we, Netflix now? Is that what we are? We have to wait for it to buffer.
I wish we were Netflix.
I
do wish we were Netflix.
You think people are getting paid at Netflix?
Look at John. John's acting like our station, like the signal's always great.
Yes.
John's like, whoa, we're Netflix. You got to wait for Dell to play sound that comes out clearly.
Well, all right. Here's what we'll do. When we come back, we'll hear from Matthew Berry and where you're going to draft CJ Stroud next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. There may be a reason I'm a little bit maybe hungover because I had a lot of Coors Lights yesterday. I'm telling you. And quite frankly, the day before. And quite frankly, the day before that. Ever since I've been back, I've been really enjoying cold, clean, crisp. I'm more refreshed, I think, than I've ever been, if you want to know the truth. And I love that about me. I love that I'm refreshed with my cold, clean,
I love
clean,
that for
crisp.
You, John.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
That Coors Light has me refreshed.
Super excited that our golf tournament's going to be on Fat Tuesday.
Fat Tuesday.
Super excited.
It's going to be awesome. We are going to be, are you kidding? Do you know how many Coors Lights are going to be flying at our golf tournament? Now, Coors Light's going to be very sad for the next 6 weeks because sales are going way down because I'm not going to be drinking. But here's the deal. I'm going to fill up, and I'm going to be totally refreshed throughout Lent because I'm going to make sure that I take care of my business from now until then with cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. I hope you do too.
We're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome. Nah. Who cares about those two teams? Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.
Come here,
sit over here, Melissa.
Come here. You have 2 minutes. Hurry. We know your schedule. You have 2 minutes.
Yeah.
She has 2 minutes.
Okay. So do you, is this the mic down? Yeah, it's this one.
Hold on.
Let's make sure we got
Hold on. We
got
to slow down again because we have to turn a mic on. Okay. You didn't tell him that you were going to have to turn a mic on.
No, you didn't tell me.
You didn't tell him that
you're going to
have to
turn a mic on.
She has 1 minute. So you ask us if we're excited about the Super Bowl. Do you watch Super Bowl?
Thing, right? Like,
right.
For people in here, even if you don't know about football, everyone is into
like
it because the party and.
Are you rooting for Taylor Swift?
I don't care about Taylor Swift.
You don't?
No. I'm not a fan of.
Do you ever play her music on your show?
No, really. We play a lot of like tropical music, salsa merengue, bachata.
That's not her.
But I really like the Chiefs for some reason.
You like the Chiefs? Yeah. The Chiefs?
Yeah. They're good. We're tired of them.
80% of America doesn't like
Chiefs. So you know how, like, you're in music. Do you know how about 3 years ago everyone got tired of Pitbull because you saw him all the time, everywhere, constantly? Maybe it was 4 years ago.
So you're tired about the Chiefs?
Yeah.
Okay. We're tired.
That's what you want to let me know?
They're the Pitbull of all the commercials because he was on everything. I got so tired of seeing Pitbull.
But this guy Mohammed is so talented. Why you don't, you know, like.
Yeah, Mahomes is talented, but we're. But so what? We're tired of seeing
him. Tired of him.
We're done.
So you're both rooting for Eagles? That's what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
Their fans are jerks. I'm not rooting for either team.
Their fans
are bad.
So
you don't care, but you're going to watch it because they talk about it all the time.
Oh, yeah, I mean. We're going to watch it, but I don't care who wins. I don't care if Taylor Swift wins. I don't care if they eat.
Taylor Swift's not playing. She's not going to win.
Or if the terrible Eagle fans win. I don't care. No, they win.
I gotta go, guys. Okay, bye. I'm gonna be fired because of you too.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for getting fired for us.
she's scared now because they got a new Mexicana on the show.
They do.
So she can't be playing around.
No.
They just added another girl on El Chero's show, and it's like, I gotta go.
Yeah.
I got competition now.
Yes, you can wear. Jason is wearing the ugliest overalls and Irish hat that you've ever seen. And he says, can I wear it to the. And by the way, y'all, the golf tournament is coming up March 5th. And we
March
want you
4th.
To go to ESPN 975.com. March 4th or 5th?
It's 4th, Fat Tuesday.
Oh, the 4th?
I had to look it up, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, I say March 5th because that's when Lent starts.
No,
it's March 4th.
4th. I wish we were having it on the 5th.
No, I don't. March 4th. There's a reason we're having it on March 4th, okay? It's the last day to drink, okay, for everybody in the world. So this is what you're going. This is what you get. March 4th, ESPN975.com. Is that our website? ESPN975.com.
Yeah.
ESPN975.com. You go there, sign up for the golf tournament. We got beer, we got food, we got golf. And if you go early bird, it's $97.50. Let's go. We're raising money for charities. And we're going to have a big time. And it's going to be March 4th at Wildcat Golf Club, and we want you there. Yes, Elmer says you can wear those, okay? Go ahead, Jason. Bring those. Bring that. And if you do bring that, we'll all laugh at you and talk about you behind your back. But do it, please. 713-780-3776. So, did you have enough time to get this now? Are we okay?
Well, sorry, you're actually want to do a show? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Okay. So
you are feisty today.
You are. He is.
You are really on one.
No.
One of your podcasts say something you didn't like.
Oh, I'm the one who's on one. You've been cursing out your kids all show long.
Yeah, that's just called being a good dad. If they do something bad, you yell at them.
You kind of have been. But here's the deal. Here is Matthew Berry, and I don't know. CJ was a bad pick last year in fantasy football. But Nick Cayley says, watch out this year.
With all these offensive coordinators are guys going into OC jobs. They're looking for launching pads into head coaching jobs. Now they've seen it with Liam Cohen, Ben Johnson, I mean, Brian Schottenheimer and Kellen Moore. So I think he was very strategic about the job he took, and I think this speaks volumes about what he thinks of C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, and I'd be buying C.J. Stroud's stock now. I think it was probably too high coming into this year, where I think most people would have said, I mean, he came into this previous season as the fourth favorite for MVP, behind only Mahomes, Allen, and Burrow. That's how high his stock was then. Obviously, it's a tough year for Stroud. It's weird to say, though, that he had a tough year. Like, it was his second year. They won the division. They won another playoff game, and they played the Chiefs tight in the divisional round, but it was a down year relative to expectations. Obviously, from a fantasy perspective, it was a disaster, and that was reflected in just his inability to put up stats. But I think just in the combination of Slowick's play calling, extremely conservative, and the O-line just melting, I think it just kind of got in his head a little bit, and he had a lot of injuries.
Yeah, it's super weird to me, though, because, I mean, you think about it, like, 2 years ago, Houston Texans win the AFC South, they win 10 games, and they play against a team that's better than them, but they hang tough. They do better than expected in a playoff game before losing. And, you know, this year, they win 10 games, they win the AFC South, and they go into a playoff game where they play tougher than, you know, anyone gives them credit for, and ultimately lose. I mean, like, it's just, it's entirely about expectations, yep. because 2 years ago, no one expected anything of the Texans. They come out of nowhere.
This year, the Commanders. That's what they were. Like, 2 years ago, they were this year's Commanders.
Correct.
What? Wait a minute. Who was he just talking to?
Well, first of all, yeah, one guy had talked
about. I'm not listening to somebody Australian talk about my quarterback.
Right.
Honestly, I'm not.
Well, he blamed you for Slowick for everything.
I can't take an Australian guy seriously.
Is it Pro Football Focus from Ireland?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is Roto World, which Matthew Berry's a part of.
No, but Matthew Berry was the guy who. Matthew Berry, you've
seen. He talks second.
Yeah.
Or third.
At first, well, who's this Australian telling us our business about our quarterback?
Well, maybe we should trust him over you, considering how much you praise CJ and he played poorly. So maybe I'll trust the foreigner with a more unbiased approach.
You just said all year long, CJ's great. Stop talking, everybody. CJ's great.
It took about to week four when I was like, hey, is anyone else noticing he's a little off?
He's not that good.
Something's not quite right about him, but I'm sure it will fix.
Okay, and then the other guy sounded like he had a cold or he was doing a lot of blow or
something.
That's
Matthew Berry.
That was Matthew Berry?
Yeah.
Well, we had the intro, then we had the Australian funny talker, and then we had Matthew Berry.
Matthew Berry sounds like he's got a bad cold or he's doing a lot
Berry,
of coke.
Matthew Berry? Okay, somebody on Twitch said something that made me look into it, and they were wrong, but Matthew Berry started off as a writer in Hollywood. He worked on the George Carlin Show. During his writing tenure, he worked on such movies as Crocodile Dundee and the final year of TV show Married with Children.
That's when Ted... The guy across the street ruined the whole show.
Berry gained further attention for Crocodile Dundee in Los Angeles after Paul Hogan filed a lawsuit against Berry and the Writers Guild of America because Berry and his partner Eric Abrams were credited as writers while Hogan insisted that he was the only one who wrote it.
Hmm.
And then he turned into a fantasy football writer, and now he's got Australian people coming on denigrating our quarterback and our former offensive coordinator.
He didn't denigrate the quarterback. He's buying stock in Stroud.
Well, I know, but he badmouthed Bobby Stroud.
Bobby Slowick. Well, he's just like every other Houstonian.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, yeah.
So he's more like us than you think.
But I'm just not listening to an Australian talk about football.
You're about soccer all the time.
Yeah, but they don't listen to me. Do you think anyone English listens to me talk about Everton?
Well, no one who speaks English.
I like
listen
the way.
To you.
So one of the things I like is they have a good, like one of their setups, the 1-3-4-1 or 1-4-3
or whatever.
Is they're able to get up the field and make a lot of disruptive plays happen. Do you think they take that seriously? They shouldn't.
Not from you.
They shouldn't.
You don't
and I don't
like
take
you know
Australians seriously when they talk about American football.
Well, he sounded like he knew what he was talking about. You never do. There's a difference there.
Oh, yeah. I could fake it, Tom, make it.
Yeah, no. He actually did sound like he knew what he was talking
about.
And
he's big upping our quarterback, saying, get ready for a big year.
He could have said they're winning a Super Bowl. He's Australian. I'm not listening. I'm out on that. There's certain people I don't listen to. Am I going to listen to a Canadian tell me about – well, no, I shouldn't say Canadian. Am I going to listen to a somebody from France with a thick French accent tell me about baseball? Would you?
If he was telling me about Dubon.
Would you? But he's Venezuelan, right? No.
Yeah, but he sounds French.
Is he Venezuelan?
Or something?
No,
some,
he's
Cuban,
from
right?
No, he's the only player ever
Honduran?
From his country.
He's Honduran. Yeah.
Learn the team.
Yeah.
We got Ben Gamble now. Let me tell you something. We got a lot of flags flying when it comes to time
ben
for
Gamble
the
could be
for
Australian.
The World Baseball Classic.
Ben Gamble sounds Australian.
Delete him, too.
What do you mean?
Delete him, too.
1.2?
Are you listening to somebody French tell you about baseball?
Okay. Mon ami Pepe Le Pew.
If they can get a better outfielder, there would be a chance for the Houston Astros to.
And you'd say,
"Yeah,
shut up."
No, I kind of like it.
Like the Dodgers are going to be the team to always
I wish Robert
to be
Ford
there for
would
a
do
long
a game
time
like that. All right.
I take the Frenchman over Carl Ravitch calling a game. What do I care?
Me. Carl Ravitch is Americana.
Carl Ravitch has a great hairpiece.
Wow. No, he doesn't. The fact that you're pointing out it's a hairpiece means it's not great. You know why? Because he stayed with it for so long.
It's the same.
It's like, we already knew. We've been knowing this for like 24 years. KR?
Come on, Carl.
Ain't no way you can jump off that train now. You're pot committed. He's pot committed. I can't get out. He's got to keep. You know how much he'd love to just go to Turkey and or go to Linville and just get a bunch of you know, move his hair from here
can't
to here.
Do it.
But
do
he's
it.
A pot committed now. Yeah. He's like, I'd love to get out of this thing, but I can't.
So let's break. 713-780-3776 is the number. You know where I'm going right after the show. As a matter of fact, I'm going over to Game Day Men's Health over in Willowbrook. Big ups to the new one in Friendswood. Our guys are over there, Kyle and Stephanie, you know, doing a great job. Come on, keep it up. But there's a new one. And, of course, you go see Jarrett over in Edo. Listen, there's 11 open up right now. There's 20 or 20 more on the way, okay? It's going to be huge. It's going to dominate the city. And one of the reasons it's going to dominate the city in testosterone replacement is because of the way they do it. And the other ones don't have labs. The other ones charge you to get an evaluation. At Game Day Men's Health, it's absolutely free. And they have the labs right there on site, which the other guys don't, okay? So you find out right away exactly what you need. Well, I'm going to get tested. I'm going to get all kinds of great stuff done today. Peptides. I've got the listen. Not only can you get pellets, okay, which will release over time. You can get weekly shots, or you can get pills now. What? Yeah, that's right. You can get pills now. So this is what we're doing. We're figuring out a way for me to make it as easy as possible. And they're going to put all that time into me, just like they will put all that time into you, to make sure that you feel great. If you're looking for a great way to get that testosterone replacement, I've been doing it for years, and it's much better here at GameDayMensHealth.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here on ESPN 97.5
and 92.5. Would you listen to a German tell you about human rights?
No.
Okay. I'm not listening to Australian tell me about American football. When was the German born?
Because maybe
the ones who were born during Germany's terrible run are probably all gone.
I would say Germans born since like 1984 probably are fairly sensitive to human rights issues.
Oh, go to Germany. They're locked in. Yeah. Well, they got their crew out
there
still.
Every country has
their
crew.
Every country has a far
every country has a German crew.
Yeah. Every country now has.
We have our own.
Yeah, we have our own. Yeah, we have our own
marches.
Sometimes. We used to just make fun of them on Jerry Springer, like they were just. Yeah. They were like, look at these idiots. They're just beating each other up on Geraldo, and then all of a sudden it's like, hey, kind of got mainstream. How the hell did this happen? Where'd they grab some footing? I remember we used to just laugh at them and make fun of them on Donahue and Geraldo and Jerry Springer and. Whatever. Now, all of a sudden, these guys have some juice. This isn't
Speaking
great.
Of juice, what's the name of the ballpark now?
The Icebox.
What's the name of the company?
Daikon.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Daikon, yeah.
Is that Daikon? Daikon?
I don't know.
No.
Maybe. Daikon? I don't know.
I don't know
if the A
wait
comes.
Wait a minute.
Well, it's not a German, so if it's German, it's
Daikon.
What's the second?
Daikon Park.
It's Daikon. If it's second, if it is German, it's the second vowel is the long vowel.
Right, but it's what? What's not?
I don't know.
Then it could be Daikon.
That's why we call it the icebox.
It could be Daikin.
It's the icebox.
Yeah, that's why we say the icebox. It's going to be awfully difficult not to say Minute Maid.
I just want them to actually turn
the AC
on. It
wasn't hard to not
so
say Enron.
Let me tell you something. You can't be owned by an air conditioning company and have that hot ass upper deck where people are literally sweating to death. We can't do that anymore. That's bad for your brand.
Yeah.
I sat up there on the first row upper deck. They're actually really good seats behind home plate, and it is a sweat factory up there.
Yeah.
Like, hey, man, can y'all cut the AC off?
Daikin Comfort Technologies.
So it's Daikin?
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Okay. I don't care. I don't care how they want to pronounce it. That's how I'm saying it. I see Daikin. That's what I'm going to say. I'm in America, okay? We're not going to pronounce it like we're in Germany, okay? We're all of those people trying to kill you. We're in America saying Daikin, I think. I'm not sure. We'll have to call him. Well, you tell you want to call the number, the toll-free number, and see and ask him how to pronounce it?
Or I could just listen to a news report.
Well, yeah, but we could call him on the air and say, hey, how do you pronounce this?
Is that what you want to do?
Yeah.
Call a customer service rep just to find out
1-866-588.
No. Don't do this. Well, I mean, actually, I would like to know.
We need to know.
Someone of our one of our listeners knows. One of them probably works for him.
What? Okay.
Are it's we, actually an
are not we informative?
No.
Okay. Is it not important?
I'm not going to argue with you. You're right. What? You're actually right. I'm guessing, though, that probably somebody on one of these lines will tell us how it's
pronounced. Well, how can we trust them?
Because maybe
like
they work
there. That's a Twitter. And you get ball sacked by Paul right here. You don't know.
Okay.
Let's hear. Paul.
Well, let's hear.
Paul, how do you pronounce it?
I don't have any idea, and that's kind of the problem.
That's right.
It's interesting. I listen to a lot of sports radio overnight at a lot of the national shows, and the Astros' reputation is really still very tarnished from years ago. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if the fact that, you know, a well-known national company is not sponsoring the field, if they had to go, like, way outside to the B ring and the C ring and the D ring to find a sponsor just because the Astros team is still tarnished. I'm curious about that.
Well, I've never heard of this company before. It's funny that they have enough money to put their name on a building.
They got cheddar for them to have naming rights?
Yeah.
They got money.
Unless he had to go, I don't know, maybe Paul is right. Did he have to go bargain basement because nobody would put their name on it? And go, well, you know.
No. You think Jim Crane went bargain basement on naming rights for a stadium?
Well, I'm hoping not, but you know what? He's right because
I'm sure he's fine.
We got a tarnished team here. Okay.
No, they're not tarnished locally. These are local naming rights.
No, I know. Minute Maid made a ton. You know how many times Minute Maid was on national television because of the Astros being in the postseason?
They got three locations here in the Houston area.
They do?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Does anybody know how to pronounce it? Daikin. Is it Daikin?
It's
Daikin
company Dyer. Manufactures. It's Daikin, isn't it? Yeah.
What is it?
We had someone call up who
deals with them
for their business, and he said it's Daikin.
They manufacture heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems for residential commercial. So what they are is they're providing it to all these other companies. They're the big company.
Oh.
You're getting their stuff. You may not hear their names, but in the AC world, they're
so big. It's the brand. That's the brand of the air conditioner, Daikin? I just think that's too sexual. I think they should go Daikin.
No, you don't want to go there. No. Not with Wendy having a big job in Los Angeles. You don't
just
want to
saying.
Go there.
I don't want to say
Daikin. That's one you want to stop with. What else do you want to talk about? I'm just going to save I'm going to save her job. It would be nice to have you back here full time, though. Because you ain't living there. She's not working there.
No, we'd be
able to on the streets.
Keep our house. By the way, if anybody wants to buy a house in Houston, just give me a call.
Well, let's not sell it just yet. Let's see if she makes it. Let's see what you do over the next 6 months. If I were you, I'd rent it. I don't think I'd sell it. I'd see if somebody wants to rent a nice house.
I don't know. I don't
want to. Let's not sell it yet.
I don't
let's
want
keep
anybody.
That safety
would
net
you
up.
Rent your house out? Would you?
I thought about it. I'm getting close to paying my house off, and I thought, well, you know, maybe.
No.
If I don't
want
to live there, but I want somebody
house.
Else to pay. Well, it depends. Like, I don't know. Maybe if I'm living somewhere else, yeah. It's a source of course, we have to pay our property taxes,
but
basically.
And then you got to clean it after they, you know, nah. No,
well, okay, would you do this? Would you rent yours to, you know what you should look into doing? Seriously, it's like big executives, they look for executive housing. That would be a good thing for you to throw people in there, executive housing, where the CEO of a company gets to live in your home and he's here for, you know, 1 year or whatever. That's what you ought to look at.
Yeah.
We could have this conversation off the air, too, but
yeah,
probably 0%.
There's a lot of people with money I don't want in my house, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you think they're you.
I don't want. Well, right.
Like you're thinking that's of you exactly and your right. friends.
I would not want
There's
me.
Actually, people
in...
who don't live on Coors Light drip, an IV drip.
Hmm.
There's people who are actually regular people who don't tear things up and didn't rip up the grass but at LSU do. Stadium or some pee do. Under a table at like Florida game.
Well, that's if you had to see, that's the problem. People are like me. And we don't. I don't want them in my house.
A lot of people are not like you, though.
A lot of people are, though, and I don't want them. Okay,
I'd say you're on the spectrum. You're all far on the problematic spectrum. You got to remember.
I've been told
people,
I've been on the spectrum before.
Well, it's not the spectrum I was talking about, but still.
Okay, I've been told that before. My mom used to tell me.
Daikin is one of the largest manufacturing facilities in the.
Are you?
No, Jesus. She didn't know that back then.
She didn't know
oh,
you
well,
say
that was
that.
A different word.
Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah.
Back when you
100 years of operation.
But now, again, you can say it. Apparently, did you see President Trump signed a bill?
That wasn't a real one.
It wasn't real?
That was AI.
That And you can use
you
the...
You can't. No, that was an AI.
White people can use the N-word
that
once a month?
That was an AI.
Oh.
Don't fall into
it. I thought he signed that bill.
Listen, this is our new thing. This is our new stadium. 20,000 employees in North America. 100 years of operation globally, one of the largest manufacturing facilities in the United States.
Hmm.
They got cheese.
Yeah.
Jim Crane, don't worry. Jim Crane didn't have to take a deep discount with some discount AC company like you and that caller. I wonder if he had to take a discount. What does he get? Like, what is he, a turkey leg hut stadium?
It's going to be hard to call it Daikin Stadium, Daikin Park.
It's not hard to call it anything.
Daikin Field.
It's the Ice Box.
It's Daikin Park, right?
Daikin Field.
Park.
It's Daikin Field.
Park?
It's Park, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just, it's
the Chronicle
Ice Box.
Has Daikin Field.
That's what I
park.
Saw.
Park. But no, the Chronicle has Daikin Park.
I know somebody who works there.
Yeah, Daikin Park.
I play basketball with him 3 days a week. Well, that didn't tell me anything. Oh, it is Daikin. 100%.
Yeah.
It's Daikin.
So it's a German company?
So I was right.
Can we trust them?
They're not German. Right. They're Japanese.
Japanese.
Oh.
Well, Wendy, we're moving back. I can't wait to get back and see all my friends all the time. Oh.
They're not German, but they were allies.
Oh, it was an axis of evil at one point.
Well, they just, I don't think they just said the axis. Yes, from our point of view, they were the axis of evil.
Oh.
There was a bad run.
Do I have to say now every
three
time I
people
say
had a really
Park?
Bad
no,
run?
No, you don't actually have to make that noise every time you say it.
But that's what I have to do now.
Like
every
I
time.
Said, once again, rent, don't sell. Hey, guys, don't call about John's house. It's off the market.
Dr. Dre wants to talk about Daikin. What do you say, Dr. Dre?
Hey, Double Rock, fellas.
Double
hey, it's much like the granddaughter of Dr. Codslaughter. It's Dyke in the field. And also, these guys, I do a lot of work with them or used to, but they produce the Goodman manufacturing of the AC products. Goodman.
Yeah, so they're
that's
like,
what they
they're
pump out.
That's just in. They're a legit company if they're putting their name on a stadium.
Yeah.
That's big cheese. And I don't know how many years it lasts, but Minute Maid took over pretty quick for Enron, so they had a run of, oh, man, over 20 years, right? Probably 22 years, Minute Maid?
When did Enron go down? 404?
Earlier than that. Earlier I don't know that Enron lasted more than 2 years.
Okay. Whatever. Oh. It was 20
oh
plus
my
years.
God. When? All Systems Go has Minute Maid Park in it. It's finally dated. It had no players' names in it. It could be used anytime. And I was like, welcome to Minute Maid Park.
Well,
York,
now
Houston,
we'll just have
Houston. All systems go.
Let's hear.
Feels like it's Friday.
Where's it come up?
We love our Astros
well,
in Houston.
It's in the middle when he's doing, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Welcome to
Minute Maid Park.
Daikin Park.
No.
No.
We'll have to put
no.
it in there.
You?
No.
Should not.
No.
Yes. Well, what?
You should not put that in the song.
In Trump's America, John is on a heater. Like, he's shooting
he
from.
He thinks he can
He's
just
pulling
say
up from
whatever.
The. He's shooting logo threes on a daily
hey,
basis.
Hey, Shepard,
now.
Run the clock out. He's just firing.
Yeah, I know.
He's just firing.
John, just from anywhere on the court, heat check. Like, I'm not coming out of this game.
Like, Wendy's accepting of you wanting to work. She just wants you to run the clock out. You're out on the floor. Just run
fired.
The clock out.
He's like, well,
listen, I'm trying to get back home.
Four corners.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get back home.
Method to that madness.
Okay. All right. That's what I'm trying to do. And I'm trying to get you to go to MyBookie. MyBookie.ag. Promo code BET975. Okay. The national anthem. How long is it going to last? Bet on it. And, you know, you can get a lot of information about that, by the way, the day before the game. You can get, because they practice, and they, you know, and people
didn't you
time
have
the
it
practice.
One day?
I did.
Last year you had it.
Yeah.
How'd you get that?
I did. I won. What do you mean?
How'd you get it?
Because somebody timed it when she was practicing.
Somebody you knew or somebody who somebody
no, no,
knew?
No, no, no. It came on the, it was on the interwebs.
Oh, you saw it
oh,
on the
yeah,
internet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Okay, you got all kinds of exotic props. There's one way to watch the game and having great how about boosted parlays? Okay, every extra leg in your parlay means a bigger payout. Automatically boosted with no rollover requirements, which means you get paid on that bet, okay? Money bag. It's like a slot machine. Crazy odds on props, parlays, and futures. It's fun. It's a great time. You want to bet you want to get in on squares, you want to get in on tiered bonuses. Okay, the bigger the deposit, the bigger the bonus. Okay, crypto deposits can score up to 100%, and credit deposits get to 50%. Look, and don't sleep on sports jackpots either. It's a chance to turn $1 into a massive payday. So they got everything you could possibly need. If you want to bet on the big game, there's one way to go. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
After an entire segment trying to figure out how to tell you what the Astros' old building and what its new name is, I'm going to give you a chance to go to a place that hasn't changed its name in a while. George R. Brown Convention Center, February 12th to the 16th. It is time for the 50th annual fishing show. Everything for the fishermen, all the new rods, reels, and lures. Factor reps, guides from Alaska to South America, dozens of fully rigged boats and hundreds of kayaks, plus continuous clinics by expert fishermen covering salt and fresh water, and a kids clinic on Saturday and Sunday with giveaways. If you love the fish or you just want to learn about fishing, don't miss the 50th annual fishing show. Check out HoustonFishing.com. We're giving away a pair of tickets right now to caller 4 713-780-3776 to the 50th annual fishing show at George R. Brown Convention Center, February 12th through the 16th. Caller 4.
Guan. What about how Monica knew all this English easily? It's like she spoke perfect English in Shogun. Convenient.
She didn't speak perfect English.
She did pretty
much. She spoke Portuguese to the English dude. He knew Portuguese.
Oh, because is that what it was?
Because, yeah, watch the show.
Marico.
Oh, yeah. It's all in subtitles, but, oh, that's right. Are you sure she wasn't speaking English?
No,
ever?
The Portuguese had been in that community for a while. She was speaking Portuguese to the English guy.
Yes.
But he would speak English. Wait, to the Anjin?
No. They were, we were hearing English to make Anjin, it easier
right?
for us.
Yeah.
But he was speaking Portuguese.
But they just didn't do it?
Yeah, because they
what
can't.
What kind of stupid stuff is that?
Because they didn't want to make the whole show non-English.
Well, then she didn't speak Portuguese. I heard her speaking English. That's what I'm saying.
In the context of the show, she was not speaking English.
I don't care. It came out English.
Mm. Well.
I don't like the nick. See what you've done with the nicknames for the park? You are never sitting in...
Icebox. It's the icebox is what it is.
It's not what they're saying now.
What are they saying now?
Terrible things.
Oh, that's ugly.
Things that are going to get you out of the Diamond Club. We need to get him up out of here. Things that they do not want to be associated with.
Oh, you're giving away tickets. Honestly, that's why everybody's calling. Don't call. Don't call right now. But here's the number, 713-780-3776. All right, so Rockets tonight.
Boy, they really need a win. They play Minnesota tonight.
Is this it, finally?
I don't know. I don't know because of the way they fall apart in the fourth quarter. They're so talented and they're so good, and then they just fall apart in the fourth quarter, finding a way to lose. You know, they were finding a way to win, and then all of a sudden, I guess it just, you come back to, you know, it always finds its level.
Homeostasis.
Yeah, right.
Or regression to the mean. Those are the two words.
Yeah.
And that's, some of that's true. And look, you can't have hot. Hey, they have been in position. That was an incredible loss the other day. It took a long three, and then it took a bad turnover, and that's how you lost. But you're in position to win every single. Like, they're not playing bad basketball. They're just effing up in the last quarter, and well, it's frankly in the late
win,
stages.
You play well in the right, most but important
it's not,
time.
But what I'm saying is, it's a 4-game losing streak, but not because they're playing lousy basketball. They're just not playing winning basketball when it counts. But they're not like previous Rocket teams.
Giving up 47 and 46 in the fourth
quarter,
it's
a bad quarter,
losing basketball.
Well, but you're winning the first three quarters.
Well, that's okay, but you're playing losing basketball when you're giving up.
I know, but you're not playing bad basketball.
And the Nets, you wouldn't say they played well against the Nets either time.
No, that's one. Well, no, but they had the Nets
beat.
They
had the lead.
But the Nets are bad, and they weren't even playing their best players.
Right.
And still were in both games.
Well, the Rockets weren't playing two starters either.
The Rockets are better. The Nets are bad and weren't playing their best players. The Rockets are good and were missing a couple.
Yeah, but my point is they still are in position
they were
where
good enough to win.
Most of the times they should have won.
They would have.
They're not
they
getting
won.
Beat by 17 and 22 like old Rocket teams.
Double digits to the Nets. And
that was a bad one.
Yeah.
I'll give you that one. That was the stinker. The rest of these have been screw-ups late in games.
Oh,
you got to win. You really need to win today. You cannot let this start getting to five games.
No,
I mean,
no.
Not before the All-Star.
No, this is kind of a big deal. How come, okay, you always give Lance the business eating on the show.
Yeah.
Did you see ESPN?
I don't have
all
that
of
on.
Their hosts were eating.
Po' boy, gumbo.
Right on the set while they were talking.
Jambalaya.
I guess that's professional
I
now.
Didn't,
and apparently you need to stop telling Lance not to eat.
When did I ever say what they do is good?
But that's a national show.
So
that's the standard.
Doesn't mean it's good.
The listeners like when we eat on the show. They're like, they're just like us. They're like normal people.
Never heard anyone say they like hearing you eat.
That's probably what they're thinking.
Yeah. Twitch loves it.
Maybe, but the people who come at me about it go, oh, could you tell those guys to stop? Particularly Lance. He's the worst of the bunch.
Oh, yeah, no, he's.
By worst, you mean best.
No, worst.
Does it the most.
This isn't like, the 90s when I say bad and mean cool. No. Worst means worst.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that started happening in the 70s.
Well, I can't go back that far.
Yeah. That's when that started happening. So anyway, yeah, we can eat on the show now, Lance. That's good. It's good.
I always could.
What's somebody going to do now?
Oh, now I finally can. Thanks.
John Chill next to tell us what the props are.
John Chill, live from Dicom Park. Can we get him sponsored next year? John Chill and the Golden Nugget brought to you by Dicom Park. Chill?
Well,
they're AC.
John Chill. Yeah. But I think of him as Coors Light. Cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing.
Well, yeah.
You're keeping Lake Charles chill.
Okay.
Keeping the Nugget chill.
Yeah, and Daikin's not spending money with us.
Right, no.
They got a lot of publicity.
Daikin.
Not all great.
I think it's Daikin.
Not all great.
No. Not Daikon. Daikin.
Yeah.
I think O-N. They'd like you to.
O-N think, usually sounds like N.
It's, well, no, it's I-N.
It's not Daikin, it's Daikin.
Daikin.
Daikin. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not Daikin.
Well, you say Daikon. You've been saying Daikon.
I say Daikon, because there's an O-N.
No, it's an I-N.
How else is... Oh, yeah, it is I-N.
Yeah.
I misspelled it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is Daikon. Oh, actually, it is N.
It is
it is Daikon.
Because
it literally is Daikon Park, because that's how it's spelled.
That's how it's spelled.
Now that I think about it, you're right.
Yeah.
It is actually spelled with an I-N.
So let's call it Daikon Park.
What a waste of a
show. And let's call John Chill next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But first, let's talk about Robin and call her at Houston Powder Coaters. And let's get the info on whether or not we can powder coat whatever it is that we need powder coating, okay? Whatever metal that you have that is rusting out or your patio furniture seems to be falling apart. I mean, there's stuff that they can't save. But there's a lot of stuff that they can save. And if it's got some sentimental value to you, if it's got some, well, it might be just better, period, because it's better metal than you can get right now. But mostly sentimental. And a lot of times, you know, like old refrigerators, how cool are those, right? That old Frigidaires, you want to save that because it's really, really cool. And you know what? Someday, collector's item. But here's the deal. Not if it's all old and rusty. Well, guess what? Houston Powder Coaters can save the day. Houston Powder Coaters, I just went through downtown yesterday, as a matter of fact, and saw the big Ferris wheel. You know who did that? Houston Powder Coaters. You know who did the Woodlands Waterway? Houston Powder Coaters. You know who did the benches at NRG? Houston Powder Coaters. You will see Houston Powder Coaters all over this city. Their mark is all over this city. If it still looks nice, it's because probably Houston Powder Coaters was there. They can pick up and deliver absolutely free to you. If you need to save something metal, HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.